still follow these Detroit Tigers, but we're not going to go to the post-game show. We're going to come on with the show right now. And you know what? I feel bad for the Tigers, but we knew we were in a rebuild year. And you know what? It hasn't been as bad as I thought it's been. You know, it hasn't been that bad, but we're getting there. You know what? The season's almost over. And, you know, but I guess can't get over any faster, though, because they got to play all these games and get them all in. Right, Matt? That's what we got to do. That's what they have to do when, you know, it's a baseball season, long season.
It's tough for any athlete. And, Jamie, I wanted to get your thoughts on it because, again, these Tigers have known that they're out of it for a long time.
Sure.
How tough is it for an athlete, even a professional athlete, who is getting paid to be there, getting paid to do this? How tough is it to continue to get up mentally for those games when you know that the team isn't playing for anything?
Well, you know for yourself personally, you're playing for something. So you got either you're getting better, you're showing other teams, or you're showing the current team that you're on that you want to play. And with professionalism, that's the most important thing. I remember I was with the Washington Redskins my rookie year. We didn't make the playoffs. We knew we were mathematically out of it. And I remember Coach Gibbs saying, "Do you have your car running in the parking lot? Or are you guys going to finish these next two games?" And we finished strong with those next two games. And that was important because he remembered that. And those guys that finished strong that he felt that were part of that team, oh, yeah, you best believe he gave us the benefit of the doubt the next year. When it was time for cutting time, he remembered us when it was that time. So look, you finish the season strong as you can. I you know, there are players that you wanna say, oh yeah, the season's open. No, you finish the season strong. You do it for the fans. You do it for yourself, and most importantly, you do it for your profession, because that's what you're getting paid for. You're a professional athlete. So that's the most important thing.
Yeah. Well, I was just thinking because last on Fantastic Friday, while I was producing the John Bacon segment of the day, Mike Kinn, former Michigan tackle here, was talking about that because he's nearing the end of his Hall of Fame bid for the NFL.
Right.
And certainly,
which he should be in the Hall of Fame.
Which, of course, any fan, if you look at his statistics, the numbers, by numbers alone, he is no question a Hall of Famer, but the knock on him was he didn't play for very good teams.
Well,
Falcon teams were not, he went into the depth of it. One year they had almost four wins to start the year and ended up 6-10 or whatever it was. But that was the knock on him, is just that he didn't play for very good teams. But looking at the Hall of Fame, that's an individual award.
Yeah. So you got, don't just look at the team and the team's record. You got to look at this young, this man and what he did. Because he was an all-pro. He was a player that kept playing. He did things on and off the field. He was part of that community in Atlanta. So you got to take all of the personal things that he did when Atlanta, wait a minute, they didn't establish themselves for a while. The Falcons, I mean, you didn't have a strong following down there. It took some time to build that following. So, and he went through all of those years. So,
he gets the recognition. He's in the Hall of Honor in Atlanta and things like along those lines. But yeah, just something that he had mentioned was, he goes, you want to know what? I think it was almost harder to continue to perform at a high level, knowing as a team you're not playing for anything. You're not playing for that postseason bid. You're not playing for a chance to go to the Super Bowl, anything like that. Again, I mean, pretty much almost halfway through the season, almost every year, he talked about that's just the situation they're in. But like you talked about, having pride in yourself, pride in your profession, that's what allowed him to go out there. But, you know, I remember the days when I was at the New York Mets, and when the team was out of it, oh, man, in that front office, it made for some long days. It was tough.
It does. And you know what? But you got to have pride in yourself. It's the most important thing. I mean, you've crafted this profession for a long time. You've gone through Little League. You've gone through high school. You've gone through college, if you if they went to college or you've gone into the AAA, AA, all of those, the farm leagues. So you go through so much in, and I'm talking baseball, you've got to have pride. And I think if you don't show that, those kind of things, then teams will find out who you are and what you're made of. It's those guys that had that have that self pride that want to be part of it. That's those are the guys you want on your team. And I, look, the Tigers, look, record doesn't show it, but they had some guys that get up and go. They found some guys this year. They should be happy what they found.
Cam Delario, yeah. Nico Goodrum is a guy where when we picked him off waivers from Minnesota, most people were thinking, oh, you know, okay, he's got some, he knows the new manager, this and that. But, I mean, he's turned out, we better resign him here at the end of the year. I think he is going to be a big piece of this puzzle moving forward. And even if it's not necessarily for the long haul over the next 5-10 years, you know, he's going to be a part of this rebuild here at least for the foreseeable future. So certainly some bright spots, and that's what you have to keep in mind in situations like this.
Exactly. So, I mean, that's, look, we can talk about this all day, but we need to go to a break. When we come back, we still have the voice of the victors. That's Hallie Wangler coming on, because a lot of people have told me, and I like it. They like this segment. It's going to be great between you, yourself, Matt, and Hallie. She came in. Thanks for coming in, Hallie. Appreciate it. And when you come back on the other side, we'll have that segment. You're listening to the M Zone.